Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw.
Predictions, Elimination Chamber 2018.
The only edition.
The only predictions edition you need to be watching right here.
On this channel.
YouTube.com/Steve Larson. No, we're the definitive predictions.
Oh, in the entire multiverse.
Don't care about Zane. Don't care about Cultaholic. None of those guys. I'm joking. Check them all out. There's a variety of perspectives out there.
Exactly.
We love all those guys. Anyways, this is Elimination Chamber Predictions. You can find us right here at YouTube.com/Steven Larson. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found. Be sure to leave us a rating or review. It's a great way to help Going In Raw. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. Bevy of reward tiers.
Yes.
Kick in money and you get a reward.
Yeah.
It's just that's not a reward. That's just,
that's goods and
goods and services
for money. Yeah,
exactly. It's commerce.
It's capitalism. Right
capitalism.
There.
Exactly. And we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goingin. I'm still wearing the Slapnut shirt.
Slapnut shirt.
Still doing that
all week. You say, huh?
Yeah, I'm doing it all week. The entire week of programming, I'll be wearing a Slapnut shirt.
Good for you.
In honor of Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
You know what? He deserves it. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to kick things off talking about the first ever women's Elimination Chamber match.
Correct.
A lot of fun. So the participants are...
You have Bayley, Sasha Banks, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Mickie James, and the champion, Alexa Bliss.
Correct.
Who you got?
Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
She's leaving as champion.
What's your confidence point on that?
I'll have to do that crap.
Yeah,
is this the shared thing? Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
My confidence on that, how many? One, two, three,
five.
Four, five. It's five. It is, let's see here. This is going to be 5-4-3.
Three. Very well.
Yeah. What do you say?
I'm saying Alexa Bliss two, giving it two confidence points. I'm saying for a bonus point, we can include runner-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Who the final two, I'm saying Sonya Deville.
I'm going to say Sasha. She made Bliss tap out. Sasha Banks is going to be the one that Alexa Bliss finally eliminates somehow.
I was going with Sonya because I was thinking maybe the final four would be Bliss, Mickie James versus Absolution.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Just the way it works out.
That's the story. There you go.
Bliss versus Sonya Deville. They seem high on Sonya Deville. She's the one that ate that DDT
mm-hmm.
from Bliss.
I like,
and
yeah,
Mickie
that'd,
James.
That'd be great. I really like Sonya Deville. She's sort of the standout of Absolution.
Yeah.
Like Mandy Rose, she fulfills a certain niche, but I really like Sonya Deville. I think she's great.
Yeah, I think so too.
So that would be really cool. I'd be all for that. But yeah, so we had kind of speculated that maybe this would lead to, do you think we're still going to get Asuka versus Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania?
I don't know. We could get that. We could get Asuka versus Charlotte. I'm kind of leaning towards that because if Ronda Rousey signed to Raw, she's going to kind of take over that division for a while.
Yeah.
And Asuka needs her own spotlight.
It's so weird that they haven't set that up yet. They've got Asuka versus Nia Jax. Asuka's going to come out of that.
You'd think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. And then maybe is she going to go? I mean, because then she's supposed to make her big choice.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing, though. Look, they can write themselves out of it. It's a really easy way to do it. It's just kind of odd. If Asuka beats Nia Jax, which she will. Number one, Asuka already has her spot at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Right? Why wouldn't they have had her made the decision? Have her make the decision before all this?
I don't think they know what they're going to do.
Because here's my problem with it: Nia Jax is about to lose to Asuka. Yeah, you're probably right about that. You're probably right. They probably don't know because Nia Jax is about to lose to Asuka. Why would they make Nia Jax look bad when they could have just avoided that and have Asuka hop over to SmackDown before that?
I don't know. Maybe they want Asuka. They want to keep Asuka on Raw until Rousey signed her contract, which is happening at Elimination Chamber. And so once Rousey's on the roster, quote-unquote full-time, then they can make a decision to send Asuka to SmackDown just in terms of drawing power. But it's not like the Raw women's roster is lacking in drawing power.
I would love to think, here's my thing, I would love to think that, now, okay, one thing we have to specify, this is happening, we're shooting this before SmackDown tonight.
Yes.
SmackDown could have, and it might not, SmackDown could have some big implications. if so, they're doing this six woman tag match. No, never mind.
No, this is a Raw only pay per view.
No, I know. Here's my thing.
Like if Asuka comes out at some point during that.
If Asuka is going to take on Charlotte for her title, either Charlotte should show up at Elimination Chamber and do something.
No, because I don't think Asuka is going to make her declaration until after Elimination Chamber. So there's no reason for Charlotte to be involved at all until Asuka makes her decision, which is going to happen probably the Raw following Elimination Chamber, a week from yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe
I don't think
honestly
how SmackDown is going to make any impact on Elimination Chamber. Unless they... Well, no, because it seems like they're going Ruby Riott versus Charlotte for the women's title at Fastlane. Charlotte will retain.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, there's a couple moving pieces, which, if written properly, could be very interesting. Let me ask you something this. Ronda Rousey's having her contract signed in Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Somebody has to confront her, yeah, right? Yeah.
Probably Stephanie.
Oh, God. That's right. They're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Alexa Bliss comes out of this. Yeah.
It makes the most sense for Bliss to retain whether she takes on Asuka or...
Yeah, it does.
Or Charlotte.
I wonder if Alexa Bliss is going to come out during the Asuka-Nia Jax match. Nia Jax can't lose, like, super clean.
Yeah.
There has to be something there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want some intrigue here.
Same.
If Alexa Bliss comes out under the auspice of helping Nia Jax, or maybe not, because she doesn't want Nia Jax in that match, Nia Jax loses kind of because of her,
yeah,
but not making Asuka look bad.
Yeah.
Then you can set up Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax, and Asuka can... When would Asuka show up to challenge Charlotte?
Well, it'd be after Elimination Chamber. Would it be on Raw?
Would it have to be after, yeah.
Or SmackDown.
Would it have
week?
To be after Fastlane? Asuka would just like tread water for a spell?
Yeah, pretty much. Hmm. Because they can't have her... I guess they could. If it's going to be Charlotte, then you got to know that Charlotte's going to be the champ for sure. If they have Asuka declare before Fastlane,
right,
it would make it seem plainly obvious that Charlotte's going to retain.
Yeah.
So maybe they will wait till after Fastlane,
yeah,
which is kind of a ways away. Still another month.
I know. That's the thing. That's why like there's a lot of weird pieces going on here.
Yeah.
If Charlotte were to come out at Elimination Chamber and say, I want Oscar, or Oscar were to show up at, I don't know. Anyways.
Move
on. It's giving me a headache.
Yeah.
Next up, tag team match, Titus Worldwide.
Yeah.
Featuring Titus and...
Apollo.
And then, like, Dana?
And the statistician. Dana Brooke.
Is it Dana Brooke or is it Dana? Are they going to take her name away, too?
No, I think it's Dana Brooke.
Apollo Crews. He has a whole name. I'm picking them to win.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going with them.
All right.
It is...
What's your confidence point?
It's a toss-up on my confidence scale between this and Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. So let's say that's three. I'll say one. I'll give this the least.
Wow, this
It'll
is a good design
one.
Thing. I'm picking Theebar. I'm giving him all my confidence points.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Over Asuka? Are you crazy?
Yeah, because there's always, if they want to do a triple threat at Mania, they can do some weird thing like double count out or a DQ or something. If they decide to go that route. I don't think they will.
They don't want any ambiguity about Asuka's win streak.
I agree, but they do weird stuff from time to time.
Well, they do weird stuff.
And if they want to book Nia Jax against Alexa Bliss and Asuka in this Raw Women's title match at Mania, they will find some wonky way to do it. Theebar's not losing those belts, man. They're carrying those straight to Mania.
How long do we have between now and Mania?
2 months.
We have 2 months for them to get those titles back, which they will, and they will carry them into WrestleMania where they will lose against the Revival. Or, I don't know, man, Titus Worldwide might drop them to the Revival. Revival are bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Sheamus and Cesaro, what are they?
Oh, they're kind of bad guys.
They're bad guys. Oh, they're bad guys.
They can do heel versus heel tag team match. It doesn't matter.
Titus Worldwide is winning, man.
No, I feel like since Titus Worldwide has 3 roll-up victories... Theebar's winning this. Theebar's.
That's your best. That's your best. That's your. But here, this could be a swerve. They have 3 roll-up victories now for a legit victory.
You know what we saw on SmackDown recently? Baron Corbin. He lost by roll-up all the time. He kicked out of one.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the same spot here. Cesaro's gonna kick out of a roll-up. Theebar picks up the win.
You're probably right, which is why I'm only dedicating one.
That's fine, but I'm dedicating 5.
That's a bad move.
No, it's not.
That's such a bad move. There, dude. Alexa Bliss is a bigger lock than that. Not Asuka's a bigger lock than that. And Roman Reigns is for damn sure a bigger lock than that.
They can change course on Roman.
All of my points are going on Asuka. And all 5 of mine are going on Asuka. But next up, we're going to talk about Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt, man.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I'm going to say this. Because this is not yet on Matt Hardy's compound, I'm going with Bray again.
Oh.
He picked up the win at Raw 25. He'll pick up the win here. But until we get Vanguard 1, Senior Benjamin, Matt Hardy's picking up the loss here.
A huge if. What confidence point? 2?
Yeah, 2.
All right, I'm picking Matt Hardy here with 1 confidence point. They can prolong this. Bray can get upset about something, which will lead to a compound thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't think Matt has to lose to lead to compound stuff.
Yeah, I don't think he has to lose. I just think that...
Because if he does lose, then what's the motivation for Bray to fight him anymore? Because he's already beat him twice.
Oh, because Matt Hardy will just escalate things.
Nah.
He'll like zap him to the... This is fantasy. This is so... They're probably going to keep on doing promo versus promo versus promo versus promo. They have to go to the compound at some point. And
This is a compound lead up to Mania.
Yeah, exactly.
This feud's going to Mania. I know. Yes. Yeah.
So, no, I think Bray wins here again. Get Raw 25, especially at the Hammerstein. It was not.
Barely canon.
It was barely canon. Barely canon. Anyways, next up. Asuka versus Nia Jax. Every single one of my confidence points lands with Asuka.
Almost all of mine.
And will continue to do so until she fights Ronda Rousey.
Almost all of mine do.
Four? Okay. There you go. There you go. So 4-3. So you have 3 confidence points on, I'm assuming, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
All right. I've got 4 confidence points.
Oh, my goodness.
Roman Reigns beats Seth Rollins as the final 2 eliminations.
See, I'm saying Roman Reigns is going to beat Braun Strowman.
No way. Braun Strowman's going to get eliminated via several people doing their finishers on him.
Here's the thing. If they want to set up Reigns as the guy who beats beasts and monsters, they got to set that up here. He's been getting He's been getting his butt kicked by Strowman the entire year.
This is a single pay-per-view, and they have not even come close to referencing Roman versus Braun.
Well, they haven't really crossed paths in several months, but the entirety of the summer, pretty much.
Nobody remembers that.
Going back post-Mania, Braun beat the heck out of Roman Reigns. Reigns beat him Fastlane last year.
Have you seen?
And Strowman destroyed him subsequently. I know it does. I know they're going to protect Strowman. I'm saying storyline-wise, they're going to set up for Reigns beating Lesnar. Then I feel like either he has to beat Strowman on the way or he's going to have to beat him right afterwards.
There has been a Braun Strowman sea change even since... Him and Kane fought Brock Lesnar. Even since then, there has been a sea change. Braun Strowman is the heir apparent to Stone Cold Steve Austin. The WWE knows that now. That's why they've been featuring him. That's why they have him running after The Miz. That's why they have him calling out Brock Lesnar. I'm not entirely sure that Braun Strowman isn't going to win this thing and go on and beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
I changed my mind. Last 2, Reigns and Finn Balor then.
Okay. You're not allowed to change your mind. You've declared already.
No, Finn Balor.
Oh, that'd be the worst. I think Finn Balor is probably going to be eliminated by The Miz again in some weird Miztourage cheaty way.
Maybe.
But Strowman, here's how Strowman's going to get.
It's be like it by everybody.
He's going to get everybody's finisher and then get
thrown
out.
They could do this. They can have Reigns spear him through the pod.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And then Reigns eliminates him individually. Reigns wins.
Do we know what? Here's what needs to happen. Braun at some point needs to be in there by himself. And rip the doors off like the Miz's pod or something like that.
Well, Miz is in first, though.
Miz is in first. He gets okay, pod. That's right. He doesn't have a pod.
So we know Miz comes in first. Elias comes in last.
Do we know who second is?
No.
But they just start in there with the Miz. It's not
There's 3 going to start the match.
Oh, that's right. Pods. That's right. I want Braun to rip the door. Elias is last. Maybe everybody's laid out and Braun rips open Elias's pod.
Yeah.
Braun, here, my point is...
No, I agree. Braun needs to rip a pod.
He has to destroy something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means punch through a pod. I don't know what that means. He has to destroy part of the Elimination Chamber. Yeah. That has to happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Finn Balor. Nah, it's Seth Rollins.
Yeah, probably it's Seth Rollins. I've been saying for months, though, that Roman, at some point in the road to Mania, is going to beat Braun. So I thought, just do it here.
Yeah, I don't know. Roman's been in, on a path of eating pins lately.
I know, and that, I mean, that's like, this is his first step towards winning again.
Braun is just
conquers Braun to do
way
it.
Way too hot right now.
No, I know.
Any play? Here's the thing: 3 months ago, that might have been plausible.
Yeah,
but now, oh my God! Ever since they let him sing with a double bass, yeah. That was a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the crowd. They know that he is like just hot shit.
He's the best thing.
Absolutely hot shit.
So I'll say Finn Balor.
All right.
Final two.
Fair enough. That's good.
Finn has a legit claim. He never got his title defense or a title rematch.
That's true.
There's a story there.
I still think they want to protect Finn a little bit more. And Seth, on top of that, Seth Rollins. I feel like the Raw Gauntlet match might have been a bit of foreshadowing. Could I think he might last a while in the Elimination Chamber.
Who do you think would be the first three? We have the Miz for sure. We know Elias is going to be the last one. Who's going to be the first three? Miz, Finn, and Roman.
Let me ask you something, though.
What?
If Roman beats Seth or if Roman beats Finn, the crowd's not going to be very happy. Are we sure they don't want to have him eliminate finally in the last spot?
Miz?
Or Cena?
Cena's in this.
I don't think they would care about Cena.
No.
I can see him maybe eliminating Cena.
And that's the story for Cena, too. He thinks he's got his road wrestling.
I don't have my road anymore. Somebody took my road away.
Yeah, I forgot Cena was in the match.
Yeah.
I would have picked him then instead of Finn. It's my second pick.
Well, you can still pick.
Oh, okay. John Cena.
Whoever writes Cena first gets it. I won. Who's Cena Nua?
No, I did too.
All right. And then we can use our secondaries for our real bonus points.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Anyways, that'll be our tiebreaker.
There you go.
Anyways, that's it for predictions. Let us know, of course, what you guys think down below. And, of course, Sunday we're going to be live streaming. Hopefully for the very last time, we're going to be live streaming from this office.
Yes.
And then we're going to be on the road to real office space. And we'll be live streaming from there ever since then.
Yes.
Join us on Friday, probably sometime during the pre-show. We'll get it up and running, the live stream, right at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Oh, wait, I got to do the music here. Oh, this is even going to work?
Probably not.
Oh, look.
Nice. Oh, there it is.
It's working. Okay, cool.